Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what happened on Halloween? Was it a spirit, a prank, or something darker playing its own game? Whatever it was gone by dawn.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could certainly do that. You get advanced episodes, access to thousands and thousands in the archive, all without commercials, and you can sign up through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
The other day, I went over to Portland.
Yes.
And I went into Michael's, and they have their Halloween stuff out. And this is July. Today's the July 15th.
You know, I think it was last month in June, Tony was talking about going to Home Goods, I think it was, and they had all their Halloween stuff out.
Crazy.
I know.
It's
and
crazy.
I guess there's a lot of people who maybe, I don't know, because a lot of that stuff, you're just going to buy it and hang it up just as is. It's not like you have to create it.
Well, and here's, and you want to know what's crazier?
Yes.
I looked at it.
And what did you buy?
I was looking to see if there was something I wanted.
I was like, what did you buy?
I didn't, but I was, if there was something there I wanted, I would have bought it.
But what you have is kind of a cool curated collection of Halloween stuff.
Very curated.
Because
I look for antique and vintage Halloween. I look for
artsy things,
things. Are reproductions even of vintage. I like, and then these kind of odd handcrafted things that people make of like maybe a Frankenstein or a, you know, werewolf or something. I really like that kind of primitive kind of look about things. So yeah, I'm real picky about mine, but it's so funny because like here I'm being very judgy when I walk in, like, I can't believe they have their Halloween stuff out. Let me look and see if there's anything.
But maybe there's something great at a great price.
You know, seriously, you know, I love Halloween. I really do.
But so, man, you've got some cool stuff. I don't have one Halloween decoration, not one.
Hopefully, the house that I may be getting a house here pretty soon. And so hopefully I'll have it in time to put my Halloween stuff up, and then I'll take pictures and post it so you guys can see.
Yeah, because Kathy does a great job with Halloween. I do nothing.
I even have like framed movie posters that, so I'll take the regular artwork down and put up, you know, a movie poster from, you know, some old scary movie.
When do you start? Because I think Tony does his like in September, like I think right after Labor Day, he starts putting up stuff.
I'm not sure I would go that soon, but I think it probably is middle to end of September. I like to have it up at least a month. If I'm going to go to this kind of effort.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have it
absolutely
around me. So, you know.
Yeah, because like this past year, it was, I was looking at my schedule because I've never do anything for Christmas until after Thanksgiving, right? I'm looking at my schedule and I was like, I am really busy after Thanksgiving. It's going to be like a week. And it was kind of short between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So I ended up going a week before Thanksgiving and putting it
up. Oh, I always go, you know, I just look at it and go, it's only me. Who cares?
Yeah.
If I want to enjoy it for 8 weeks, well, I will, you know.
Now,
my house, my rules.
Yeah, I don't really understand the people that still have all this stuff up and lights on, like in March and February. Because I'm like,
there
I'm
are
done.
Rules, though. There are rules. And the rules are how long after. And I always say, if you still have Halloween decorations up and you're putting up Christmas, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And I have seen that. I've seen people with Halloween decorations up and Christmas decorations up. And I'm like, okay, people.
Yeah. Not for me.
Have a talk.
Well, let me know what you buy.
I will.
Back to the conversation in just a second. First, you ever hit that wall where you know you need therapy, but actually finding a therapist who's taking new patients and takes your insurance feels nearly impossible? For me, it was during a rough patch, stress piling up, burnout creeping in, and no good way to find someone who could help without jumping through hoops or draining my bank account. It shouldn't be that hard. And that's where Rula comes in. That's RULA. It's a healthcare company that's making quality mental health care easier to access, easier to afford, and actually tailored to you. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so most patients pay just $15 a session. That's licensed therapy covered by insurance without surprise bills or confusing networks. Amazing, I know. And here's what really sets Rula apart. They don't just throw you the first available therapist and hope it sticks. Rula takes into account your needs, your background, your preferences, and gives you a curated list of in-network therapists who are actually aligned with your goals. Imagine that. And when you find the right one, you can book as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no games. Plus, Rula stays with you. They check in. They help you stay on track and make sure the care you're getting is working. It's a true end-to-end experience. Therapy that feels human, not transactional. So if you've been stuck in that frustrating loop of trying to get mental health support and hitting dead ends, try Rula. That's Rula.com/ghost. Go there today. That's RULA.com/ghost. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/ghost to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's RULA.com/ghost. You deserve mental health care that works for you, not against your budget.
Well, let's go to our first story. And it says, I've gone back and forth on whether to send this in, but maybe someone out there has had something similar happen. So this took place just the night before Halloween. To be honest, I still don't really know what to make of it. Could have been a ghost, could have been someone messing around, or maybe I was just really tired and my imagination got the best of me, but it felt real. It was a little before midnight. My husband and I were already in bed. He uses a CPAP machine for sleep apnea, so there's usually a constant hissing sound next to me, which I've gotten used to. But that night, I woke up to something different. It was whistling. At first, I brushed it off. I assumed that it was the CPAP machine acting up. I would have done the same thing. It's like something weird's going on with that. I'd have woken him up. Yeah. Figure out your machine. But as I lay there trying to fall back asleep, it started to sound more and more like someone deliberately whistling a tune. You know how it is. Once you focus on a sound, you can't not hear it. My first thought was that it might be our son. He's a bit of a night owl and has a habit of staying up way too late. It was a school night. I figured I better go tell him to knock it off and get to bed. So I got up, and as I walked from the bed toward the bedroom door, I could still hear the whistling. And then right as I reached for the doorknob, the big clock in our living room chimed 12 times, midnight. As soon as the final chime rang out, the whistling stopped, and it was quiet. Our son's room is right next to ours, and the walls are thin enough that you can hear everything. If he was still up, I would have heard him moving around or at least shuffling in his bed, but nothing but the quiet rhythm of him snoring. I stood in the hallway a minute longer, listening, half expecting the sound to start up again. My husband rolled over, saw me standing in the doorway, asked if something was wrong, told him about the whistling and that I was just listening to see if it came back, and it didn't, so I went back to bed. But about 20 minutes later, I heard something else, video game noises. The kind with blips and boops you get from retro game consoles. I thought, okay, this time for sure it's our son. So I got out of bed again. thinking I'd catch him in the act, give him the classic, it's a school night speech. So I went to his door once again. I just heard snoring. There was no TV, no lights, just the sound of him snoring. Right then, our dog, who sleeps out on the porch, suddenly started barking like crazy, and it scared the hell out of me. Now, normally, when she barks at night, it's because she wants to go outside, so I went to the front door to let her out. But she didn't do it like she usually does when she wants out. She was standing there barking at something I couldn't see. Her ears were up, her tail was stiff, alert in the way that dogs get when they sense something isn't right. When I finally coaxed her out, she didn't run off like usual. She stayed near the porch, barking into the darkness. I couldn't see a thing. I just heard her barking. I shut the door, locked it, went to peek in on my son one more time. He was still out cold. By this point, I was unsettled, but I figured maybe I was just worked up over nothing. I crawled back into bed, tried to calm down, but sleep did not come easy. I've dealt with sleep paralysis in the past, and that night I could feel it creeping in. If you've experienced it, you know what I mean. It starts like a heaviness in your legs, like something crawling up from the foot of the bed, and that night was no different. I felt frozen, like something had pinned me to the mattress inch by inch. As I lay there stuck in my body, my thoughts started to spiral. I remembered the whistling, the video game sounds, the dog barking. What if someone was in the house? What if something got in? The fear only made the sleep paralysis worse. I tried to move my fingers, blink, anything, but it was like my body was no longer mine. Eventually, the feeling passed, and I guess I drifted off because the next thing I remember, it was morning. Over breakfast, I asked my son if he'd been up late playing games or, you know, whistling creepy tunes in the middle of the night. He looked at me like I was nuts, swore he slept the whole night through and had no idea what I was talking about. Later that day, I remembered something I heard, that the night before Halloween is one of those times when the veil between the living and dead is at its thinnest. Some people call it Devil's Night, others say it's a night of mischief, but what if it was something else? What if we were visited by something? Maybe the spirit of a kid who once lived in the house, who liked to whistle and play video games? Maybe it was just passing through, looking for someone to notice it, or maybe it was playing a game of its own. I'm still not sure what to make of it. I haven't had any other experiences since, and I hope it stays that way, but it's definitely the kind of night I won't forget anytime soon. Thanks for letting me share. Keep doing what you do. I'll call in sometime with more stories, especially about my sleep paralysis episodes. That's from Brenda. It is interesting that it was just that one night, but it also happened to be Halloween.
Or was it the night before Halloween? Well,
right around Halloween.
Either way, I think, you know, that's close enough.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm trying to think if I can debunk this in some way, shape, or form for Brenda's sake, for everybody's sake. But, you know, is there something that could have been whistling, or when Brenda got up to hear it better, could it have been something else? Could it have been could it have been something else?
I thought, you know, the idea of the CPAP machine was good, because maybe they could make that kind of sound. Because
but it sounded like once Brenda got up and started walking, it quit, but then she could hear it again.
Yeah.
And so, could, you know, I'm just thinking, is there, and then, like, could the son have had some kind of game that popped on his watch, on his computer? You know how kids do, where they actually play games on an Xbox with someone else, you know, virtually playing games. And could it have popped up somehow and made some little noises? You know, like somebody in Germany wanted to know if he wanted to play and it made some noises, you know.
But I think she would have tracked down that sound.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm just trying to think, is there, because these are oddly different sounds, a whistling and in that kind of little.
And then they add in the dog thing. Noise. Yeah.
And then the dog thing, right? So I'm just kind of trying to think, could there be, you know, some explanations just around the house for any of this. You know, the dog could have been, there was somebody outside walking down the sidewalk and she heard that. Maybe they stopped in front of the house, pissed the dog off after a while. That somebody was hanging out there. And maybe the weird Nintendo noise came from her son's computer. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to debunk because it just seems so randomly odd.
Yeah.
And the coincidences of somebody maybe being outside and the Nintendo thing just happened, and it happened to be Halloween. The other option is your house is very haunted. Get a hold of a realtor and see if you can put it up for sale and find some other
There's
place
that.
To live.
Find There's someone to that. Cleanse it.
I know. Brenda, I'm trying to get something for you so you can sleep at night. But, you know, that my version of that possibility relies on some big time coincidences.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. It's interesting just that one night, but they were all such separate weird things. And then sleep paralysis on top of it.
Now, I have heard people at night outside doing that, you know, where they maybe are whistling or something or kind of humming along, and it's very creepy. And there can be. And I it doesn't make me feel any better thinking that it's a real person.
No. I don't know what happened to her, but I would have been scared shitless. I know that.
Yeah. Like I said, mine all hinges on a lot of crazy coincidence.
Yeah. And it's just so many weird different things happen in one night that I don't know
exactly
how to put that all together.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here is our next story.
This is Jill. I've called in. It's been years. It's been a really long time, but I've called in before. But anyway, I had a really interesting experience that I wanted to share, and I'm not sure it's necessarily a ghost experience. It was just a very strange experience of sleep paralysis, which I've had before. It's not the first time I've experienced that. And each time I've had that before, you know, it's scary, and there's been on the occasion that I've seen some of the typical things people see, like the shadowy creatures, and but it's never been too bad. It's more of just been the panic of not being able to wake myself up. But this time, so this was about 2 weeks ago, I live in Kentucky and my boyfriend lives in San Diego. So he was here visiting. The day he left, he had a really, really early flight back. So I took him to the airport at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I came home and waited for him to board his flight to make sure he didn't need me to come get him if it got canceled or whatever. So I stayed awake till about 6. And then once he boarded, I went ahead and went back to sleep. First, I had a regular dream. But in that dream, I realized that I was dreaming. And it was raining in this dream. And I remember leaning out to feel the rain. And that's kind of what triggered me, like, oh, this is a dream. I don't know. It just clicked in my head. So once that happened, I was... You know, when you have a dream, typically I feel like you're always looking at yourself. At least I am. You can always see yourself when you're dreaming, like you're hovering above yourself almost. But this dream, I was looking through my eyes. I could see everything just as it was. And I was in my bathroom, and I have this very bright pink bathroom, and I could see my big bright pink walls. And I looked over, and I saw my boyfriend's soap that he had left in the shower. And I went over and picked it up to smell it because I was missing him. And I still realized I was in a dream. I knew this wasn't real, but it also felt real, if that makes sense. But anyway, I turned around and I saw him standing in the doorway. And I thought, I knew it was him. It didn't look like him. Actually, the more I reflect on it, it definitely was not him. But in my head, it was him. And I remember in my head saying, like, oh, you came back. And I went over and I kissed him. We opened the bathroom door and we went out into the hallway and he gave me this really, really big hug. And I can remember saying, oh my gosh, just like you're here. Like I can feel your arms wrapped around me. I can feel the pressure. Like it was so real. I could feel every bit of it. Then he picked me up just gently, just enough to like lift me off of my feet. And he carried me into my bedroom and pulled back the covers and started pushing me down into the covers, like tucking me back into bed. When all of a sudden I realized I was having sleep paralysis because I woke up at that point, like really woke up. My brain was awake. My body was not. I couldn't move. And, but I could see things. And instead of seeing him though, I saw a woman's slender hand, definitely a woman's, and she had a black and white sleeve on. I can remember that. So once I saw that, I freaked out, and I tried my hardest to roll out of the sleep paralysis, and I did, but only from a very brief moment. I kind of slipped right back into it. And then I felt somebody, I could hear and feel the covers rustle next to me as if somebody was getting in the bed. And then I heard my water running out in my kitchen. And I thought to myself, well, maybe my mom's here because she had my son. I have a little boy and she was watching him overnight for me. So I thought, well, maybe she brought him back. But then I quickly realized that was not the case. So I snapped out of the sleep paralysis again, finally woke up for good. Nobody was at my house. Nobody had been at my house. So it was just a very interesting experience that I would love to hear your thoughts on and just see what you think. I don't know if to think if it's paranormal or not, but also the more I reflected back on the person I thought was my boyfriend, the thing I thought was my boyfriend, it had no hair and it had no eyebrows, both of which he certainly has. He has very dark hair, very dark features. This was a very pale, bald, eyebrowless creature thing. It was, the more I think back on it, the more I kind of get freaked out. I have a lot of catching up to do. I haven't listened in a while, so I'm probably going to go ahead and binge the show now that I've talked about this, and I hope to hear it on an episode so I can hear what you guys think. All right, thank you.
That was a really scary sleep paralysis incident, and that is one that to me feels like it crosses that line into paranormal, like you're kind of in between two worlds.
Mm-hmm.
In that experience.
And I do know, too, I think sometimes where you have those really vivid dreams happen like then, where you came back and you're, you know, trying to stay awake. And then you just say, okay, I can lay down for a few minutes. And then you have the bizarre dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to decide whether any of what parts of this would be paranormal. Like she went to the bathroom, you know, because I've had dreams too, where you go, well, it doesn't look like him, but I guess it's him. Mm-hmm. You know, you like somehow in your dream, you tell yourself it's them, even though it doesn't look like him. And then you realize, oh my God, it is not him, you know, or whatever. I don't know. But you oddly talk yourself into things in dreams or explain things that are not making sense in weird ways, you know. Oh, don't worry about it. It's your boyfriend. And then you go, wait a minute, but no, that's not, you know, or whatever. So we have a tendency, I think, to try to explain things away in our dreams that are really bizarre. And that idea of you dream within a dream, like mm-hmm. you're telling yourself, I know this is a dream. Mm-hmm. I'm just dreaming. I had this happen to me like night before last, where I had a series of very bizarre dreams. And I was telling myself, but it's a dream, you know? And I went out and I got my son and I said, I woke up, I had this dream and someone had put plastic sheeting inside of my bedroom. And it's really bizarre. And then we walked into my bedroom and it was up. And we both went, oh, this is crazy. But it was all a dream. Then that was a dream too. You know what I mean? It was like dreams and dreams and within dreams. So we can do that kind of bizarre stuff. The parts that I think are strange is, to me, the woman and the hand was odd because mm-hmm. that kind of came out of left field. Somebody getting into bed is odd.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could just dream about water being on. I don't know that that is necessarily, but it felt like there was a couple places that could have transcended. What do you think?
That's how it felt to me. The whole night felt really strange. Like, well, morning.
Yeah.
And then when you can't snap out of it and it just continues to get more intense and more weird and somebody's touching you and it's your boyfriend, it's not your boyfriend, it's like water in the kitchen, there's no water in the kitchen. It's like all of these things. It's like, I'm always like, how can you not wake up? But you can't, you're stuck.
But you can't. And you keep telling yourself, I got to wake up.
Yeah.
I really need to wake up.
And it's impossible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like that one to me feels more paranormal than just sleep paralysis.
I feel like parts of it are and parts of it are dream.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, that was very, like I'd been bothered by that too, actually.
Yeah, and you know, you have these dreams that you just can't shake. And then it feels like it's kind of beyond the dream point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it just kind of gives you the chills down to your core where you know it wasn't right, but you can't really explain it. And this weird thing that hugged you, like you thought you were hugging your boyfriend and then you realize you're not hugging your boyfriend.
Yeah, like, don't like that. You know. Then yeah. That's like something that's pretending to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
like it. Mm. I don't know. I thought that one was interesting. It's like a paranormal sleep paralysis experience. Let's call it that.
Let's go with it.
Let's go with that. So yeah. If you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get those advanced episodes, get all the episodes in the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.